I Care. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I Care. I care, and that's all that matters. When we care about our world, when we care about who we are and what we are, then that's all that matters. I dealt with a lot of people in recent days who were so concerned about what other people were doing. They're so concerned about how other people were succeeding in their life and how they were practicing the principles that were supposed to be very impressive and important to them, and how they were ignoring doing the things that they're supposed to do. And every time they bring that to my attention, they come to my attention and say that they're talking with people who are not doing their things right, or not cooperating right, or not living right. I say to them, hey, how are you doing? How is your life? How are the things going on in your world? Are you a happy person? Are you a joyful person? Are you filled with love and peace and harmony? Yeah, but look at them. But hey, are you a wonderful person? Oh, sure. Do you have a lot of great things going on in your world? Yeah. Well, tell me about what's going on in your world. Well, I'm working on this project or that project. Hey, that's interesting. Tell me more. And you see, when we care about ourselves first. We have to do that. And when we care about ourselves first, we're caring that our thoughts are pure and beautiful. We're caring that every thought we have in our consciousness is a thought of harmony and love for ourselves and for others, and that should any negative thought come up about anybody else in our world, it had a start in us, because that person is a pure reflection of who we are. And so if that thought had to start in us, and we don't like that thought, my goodness sakes, some work has to be done in our home yard, doesn't it? So, how do we start having some things happen in our home yard? How do we start having some things happen in our home grounds? Well, we first begin liking ourselves. I care. I care about myself. I care about my thoughts. I care about the attitudes I have. I care about the people I meet. I care about the circumstances that come up in my life. I care about who and what I am. And as I care about who and what I am, then I also have that same gentle, loving caringness about every person in my world. You know, it's so easy for us to judge and look at other people and say, gee, that's not very nice what they're doing. And then we look back at ourselves and we say, who's observing this? Who's the observer on this? That's us that's observing this, and we're observing that they're doing something not nice. Why don't we start observing them doing something nice? But that's not the truth. Why don't we start observing them doing something beneficial for themselves and for others? But that's not their nature. Oh, really? Who are we to judge what is another's nature? Everyone is our reflection. So if we look at someone and we see it's not their nature to be a good person, hey, that's us we're talking about. But, no, there's no buts about it. We look at the world around us and we see the world filled with people who are just like us. And when we start changing the just like us to a more harmonious, beneficial way, then the world will change to be just like us. Because the world must be a reflection of who we are. That's the way it's designed. The world is a reflection of who and what we are. That is the way it's designed. And there's nothing we can do about it. So we might as well have our own inner design be so pure and so perfect and so wonderful that every person that we look upon is a reflection of what we really want, of what we really respect in ourselves, what we really respect in our desire for life, and then it is so. When we are people who are filled with harmony and love, we'll be surrounded with people who are filled with harmony and love, and that is for sure. When we are people who are abundant in our consciousness, we'll be surrounded by people who are abundant in their consciousness. If we are in our own bodies healthy in every whit, if every organ, action, function of our body is healthy, we'll be surrounded by people whose every organ, action, function of their body is healthy. That is the law. That is the principle. That is all that we work with. Now, I care. And I care, and that's all that matters. And I care from my center of peace, my center of love, my center of joy, my center of goodness, my center of myself. And that's all that matters. And so I see everybody in my world from that center. We were cleaning up a lady's house the other day. She went to the hospital, and her house was a little in disarray. And so we were cleaning it up. And we were taking all the things that were not our way of looking at things. We like openness. We like orderliness. We like balance. But you see, when for a time you start living with disorder and imbalance, you don't notice it after a while. You don't realize that your life is filled with all of this imbalance. And then somebody else comes along and they bring balance to your house, to your world, to yourself. And you say, my gosh, I never realized that was that much out of balance. You go to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor looks at your body and he says, you're off balance here. Your spine is out of adjustment near this. And so he adjusts it to make it straight. Not that you weren't or always straight, but that you were tending to be not straight. And with his adjustment, he brings you back in order. And so with our adjustment to our friend's apartment, we're bringing it back to the order that she originally loves and originally delights in. It may take a couple of go-rounds to do this, and we'll do it because we care. Because we are putting it in order like the chiropractor, bringing the spine back into adjustment, bringing the bones back into order, bringing the body, the mind, and the spirit back into its right relationship to all that is good and beautiful. I care. That's why I do it. You say, but Herb, you have so many other things to do that to take time in a person's apartment and do that, to take time with your brother who is so many miles away and it takes you a whole day to go and visit and do things with him and straighten up his house and straighten up his life while he's in the hospital. Well, how can you take time to do this? And I just answer, wherever my heart is, that's where I am. And that's what's important to me. Because I am being myself and having fun. And you know, it all revolves around one little thing. I care. Now, what do you care about? That's what I care about. I care about everything that comes into my world that's up to me to give a little love, a little attention, and a little caring about. Wow, life is wonderful, isn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.